Welcome to the Spiritual Boss Babe podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to step into your power and manifest a life and business that sets your soul on fire, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie Bellinger, and I'm a mindset and success coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am obsessed with helping my fellow soul sisters shine their light and live out their purpose so they can experience more magic in everyday life. We all have a special purpose here, and we're meant to share our message and gifts with the world. You deserve to be fully supported emotionally, spiritually, and financially from doing your soul's work. Together, we can make a massive impact in the world, and it's time. So let's do this. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if it is your first time listening. You are in for a treat today. I have some really powerful stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you, especially if you are in a space of wanting to go from feeling stuck as fuck and blocking your desires to embodying your next quantum leap and activating momentum. That is what we're going to be talking about today. And before we get into it, I want to share something really exciting that I have coming up on Monday, the 18th. I'm doing a free 2-day training and activation called Power Moves. This is perfect for you if you have been navigating a space of feeling like you're in between one reality to the next, or you're navigating the messy middle, you're ready to make your biggest comeback. Maybe you felt like you've been knocked off course and you're like, all right, I'm ready to just make some moves, clear this energy, and let's freaking go. That's the energy we're getting into in Power Moves. And so if you've been on this journey for a while and you've been doing all the things, the subconscious work, the working with coaches and mentors, the plant medicine journeys, the affirmations and mirror work and spiritual practices, and lately you've been finding yourself still feeling like you've been knocked off course, or maybe going backwards, or you're like, okay, what the fuck actually gives? It's okay. You're in the right space. Everything's happening for you, and you are not alone, because so many people have been going through major deaths and rebirths and ego deaths and transformation and pivoting. And I've definitely been there in many regards. So first off, know that you're not alone. Second off, it's just time to clear that energy, make some moves, integrate the wisdom, pick yourself back up, and create the momentum that you're wanting to create, especially as we're entering this new season. Spring is here, yay. And you and I both know that we don't achieve amazing things by waiting till things outside of us change before we do. So you can either let shit knock you down, or you can get back up, fix your crown, and empower yourself through the bold moves and actions you take going forward. So Power Moves, you can find the link in the show notes to join us. We're going to be going through a lot of different things in this free training and activation. It's going to be super powerful. So many amazing people have already signed up. I'm going to be getting into the 4 core distortions that block you from your desires and how to transcend those things and anchor into your highest timeline. We're going to be going into how to navigate the void space, or feeling like a hot mess when you don't know what's next. We're going to talk about how to know the exact actions, moves, and perspective shifts needed to create momentum right now, how to expand out of limiting thought loops that have been keeping you in the same holding patterns, and become a conscious creator of your life, and so much more that we're going to be going into. I'm also going to be sharing a really powerful light language activation during our time together, and I'm really excited. So I hope to see you there live with me. I'll also be sending out a replay. If you can't make it live, just go to the show notes, click the link, put your info in, and I will see you there. All right, without further ado, let's dive into the magic of today's episode. So years ago, when I was at an ayahuasca journey, the shaman that I worked with said something that really stuck with me. He said, humans are meaning makers. We're meaning makers. We're always making meanings about things. And it's those meanings that we give to things that can either limit us or expand us. And more often than not, they limit us. and they affect how we feel and the actions that we take. But the thing is, they're all just stories. They're all just meanings that we make for things. And these disempowering meanings that we make things can really limit us, restrict us, and keep us from fully embodying our power and the truth of who we are. The mind is the thing that makes stories, but we are not our mind. So what story do you want to live by? Have you been buying into a story that feels really crappy for you lately, based on maybe what's been going on for you, if it doesn't match what you desire? Or are you fueling your highest vision and your greatest story you'll ever tell, even in the midst of challenges? Because that's the key. When we are able to fuel the story that we want to live by and embody our power, even in the midst of challenges, changes, obstacles, setbacks, whatever, that is when we create momentum. It's in those moments that we build ourselves. It's in those moments that really shape us. The stories that we tell ourselves and live by shape the direction of our life because they impact how we feel, our vibration. And you know, I always say this, our dominant frequency is what attracts what is resonant. Our inner world attracts our outer world. Reality is a mirror. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, especially when things aren't going your way. I've totally been there. I've been there like when I was going through a really heart-wrenching breakup and I was like, why is this happening? I already learned this. Like, you know, I didn't want to, you know, take responsibility for myself and the way that I responded to reality and the way that I navigated that experience, because it was very painful and it was very hard in that moment, right? A lot of times when certain things happen outside of us and we make meanings about it or we judge it, it just creates a downward spiral. And so a big part of my journey has been really learning how to master navigating the full spectrum of experiences without putting myself in the dumps for things that happen. And it's been a real game changer for me. So I'll give you an example about how our dominant frequency attracts what is resonant. Years ago, when I was personal training, if you know me or my story, you know that I was a personal trainer before my current business. And if you didn't know, I'll kind of go into the story a little bit. But when I was a personal trainer, I was self-employed for like almost 2 years. And I was doing amazing, was making six figures. I was working in New York City. I was basically living out something that I had dreamed of prior to that. I always dreamed of being self-employed, living in New York City, making a lot of money, doing what I love. And I made that my reality. The thing was, though, that during that, this was like at the very beginning of my personal development journey. During that, I was still plagued with self-doubt and thinking that I wasn't good enough. And I didn't have the tools that I have today to support me through that, because on this human experience, of course, we're going to have doubts and fears and all these things come up. That's part of the journey of expansion and growing and remembering who the fuck we are. But I didn't have the tools back then. And so I let it, I basically got consumed by it. So much so that I went from being self-employed on my own and making amazing money to feeling like a complete failure and getting a job again when clients moved or business wasn't flowing the way that it was before, or I was having a hard time keeping up with everything. So I decided to get a job again back then at a bartending job on the side while I still trained clients. And at first, I made it mean that I was a failure. I was pissed the fuck off that I had to sacrifice my time to be at a job again. I felt like I was starting over. I was like, how did I end up back here after I just created all of this success and I was, you know, doing my thing, had my time freedom and all this thing? How did I end up back here? And I was beating myself up about it. I felt like people didn't want what I had to offer. I wasn't good enough. All these stories, all these meanings that I was making my situation. When truth be told, I on the inside felt like my journey was evolving, was expanding. I on the inside felt like I was being pulled to support people in a more expanded in a deeper way that involved the spirituality and mindfulness and reprogramming their beliefs and stuff like that at that time. But I didn't know what it all looked like yet. So the universe was like, all right, like we need to, you know, pivot here. So this is what's happening. And I didn't need to make all those meanings about it. So having that outlook in the beginning of, oh, I'm a failure, like being really pissed off, having that outlook certainly didn't inspire me. In fact, it made me feel extremely stuck and in a victim mentality. But luckily for me, during that time was also when I got even deeper into my own healing work. I got into plant medicine during that time. This was back in like 2015. And not long after that, I completely shifted my perspective and outlook, even though, of course, there were still things that I was growing through and all of that. But I decided to shift my outlook and see that experience as, okay, this is just another part of my journey. I just need space to tune into what I want to do, create, and share next as I embody my soul's purpose and my mission here. And I decided to, you know, just choose that it meant nothing about my self-worth. It meant nothing about what I was capable of. It was just a chapter I was in. And like I said, I saw it as a push from the universe that it's time to step into something more aligned with the direction that I truly wanted to go. And that meant in the meantime, supporting myself in whatever way I needed to through that transition. So as you can probably see, taking on that story and that perspective really shifted things for me. It elevated my vibration. It empowered me to take action towards my new vision and desires. It empowered me to rebuild a business from scratch and ultimately led me to creating my coaching business and my Spiritual Boss Babes community and ended up impacting tens of thousands of humans around the world. I eventually grew a community that blew up, created another six-figure business, multiple six-figure business from scratch in the span of like 3 years, these two businesses. And I learned so many lessons that I only could have learned through that experience. And I'm a 6'2 in human design for all my human design friends. And what the six is the role model. And so for me, in order to support people in the way that I'm supposed to support them, I need to literally go through it myself. And so I got to see that experience as, oh, wow, I've learned so many lessons through that experience that supported me in supporting others with navigating their inner world and their energy and also their actions going forward. Because, you know, like I said, the stories that we tell ourselves can either make us or break us. And, you know, I believe that we've all been through the things in both regards where we feel empowered from the stories we're telling ourselves or we feel really disempowered. So that's kind of a little example of how things played out for me when I was telling myself a disempowering story versus shifting my perspective and my energy to create more momentum. And that's what this is all about, making freaking power moves and creating momentum. Because here's the thing, it's really easy to take action and make the moves and feel inspired and on fire when things are going amazing. It's really easy to do that when things are flowing, like, you know, you're just experiencing lots of success in different areas of your life, but it's not so easy to take the necessary actions and, you know, feel empowered when you experience a challenge or a setback, or when life throws you a curveball, whether it's something in your business or a relationship or whatever. It's not easy to do the things that are going to build momentum when you're in that space, but it's a fucking must. It's a must to pick yourself back up. It's a must to reignite your vision and what you're fueling, what you're creating, what your soul is here to do and experience and be. It's a must to have an empowered perspective and make the moves that build the momentum. You want to know how reality is created? It's created by, so here's literally how reality is created. If you want to get really technical, we learn this in NLP. So basically, we have internal representations for things based on our past experiences, our memories, our beliefs, our values. And it's those internal representations that are also intertwined with the stories that we're making, I mean, about things. So the internal representations impact our state, which is how we feel. And our state of being, how we feel, impacts what we do, our moves, the moves we make, and the moves we make impact the outcomes that we experience. Make sense? So something happens in your external reality, you make a story or meaning or internal representation about it, that impacts how you feel, that impacts what you do, and that impacts the outcomes that you experience. It's very simple, but also very nuanced because we have so much programming and conditioning, and it's not about reprogramming every single limiting belief and all of that. Really, it's a vibrational and embodiment game. And the beliefs that you shift, that happens as we attend to our vibration and choose to embody, you know, an empowering story, empowering state, and our true full self. The beliefs are much easier to shift beyond that. So what I found on my journey is that creating a baseline of peace from within literally freed me. There was a time when I was just like, you know what? I am making my inner peace my fucking priority. Like, that is it. And how do we make our inner peace our priority? We create safety from within. We lean on our practices. We choose to not let anything outside of us fuck with our inner peace. It's when we let, when we fall asleep in this dream of life, that's when we let external things impact our inner peace. But you be the keeper of your inner peace and you set yourself free. Oftentimes we attach to things that we want on the outside. We want it so bad that if it doesn't happen in that way or in that timeline you want or with that person, you start to make it mean something about you. Oh, I must be doing something wrong, or oh, I wonder what it is about me that they don't like, right? And then you end up feeling really shitty about it, about yourself and the situation. And that impacts the things that you do, how you behave, the actions that lead to the outcomes. Can you see where this is going? I'm sure you could see yourself where you may have been doing this. Maybe you've been doing this recently when you've been moving through things. Maybe you've been making it mean something really fucking shitty about yourself that is so not true. What if it didn't have any meaning at all? And you just accepted your present reality, not accepted in the sense of like, oh, settling for something you don't want, but accepted it as in making peace with it. That's what frees you and allows you to create the momentum by making the moves. Not all actions are related to the outcomes you desire. Like, things can happen beyond logic. You know, I talk a lot about quantum manifestation and the quantum realm. It's not a linear thing. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to get this result. Sometimes it could be like that, sure, but it's not all the time. However, when we make the movement, as in when we take the actions, when we make the decisions, when you go first and the universe delivers, that's the magic. It's like it's the universe loves speed. The universe loves movement. It's like we have to just do our part in taking the actions that build momentum. And then the universe can do its part and deliver. It's not our job to know how or when. Our job is really just to hold the vibration, to make empowered decisions, and to take the actions that our intuition is guiding us to take, and not let the mind get in the way or fear get in the way from that. So I want to invite you to bring your awareness to the meanings that you have been making things about yourself, about your self-worth or the value that you have to bring to the world, about your business. What meanings have you been making that haven't felt really empowering? And when you ask yourself this question, maybe you even want to journal on this, take it another step deeper and ask yourself, wow, these meanings that I have been giving things, how has that been impacting how I've been showing up for my self-care, in my business? And ask yourself, what does my soul know to be true about this experience or situation that my human can benefit from being aware of? And this will help you zoom out and see things from a higher perspective that maybe you haven't really been aware of because you've been, you know, super zoomed in to your experience and the things that may be happening that, you know, haven't felt great, that have felt challenging, you know, sometimes this experience can be a little messy to navigate, and that's okay. It's important to master that though, and to have the tools and the resources and the support as you move through the messy middle, the moments. And it's important to not freeze or feel stuck because of certain things that have been going on or because of certain meanings that you've been making about things. The only reason we feel stuck is because we haven't fully made a decision. It's in that decision that builds momentum. And I'm going to repeat that again. The only reason we feel stuck is because we haven't fully decided on something. We're just in this state of indecision. And usually that happens when we're in our head and we're not in our heart. But it's time to create freaking momentum. It's time to go from feeling stuck or like you're blocking your desires to embodying your next fucking quantum leap, because it's literally right here for you. And this is what we're going to be going into more inside of Power Moves. I'm going to be going deeper into some of the core distortions that literally block us from our desires. And when I say block, I always say it with little air quotes. I don't really like that word, but these distortions or limiting ways of seeing things, which impact the way that you feel, actually do create resistance from allowing what we desire into our reality with more ease. So we're going to be going into that and so much more in Power Moves, so that you can start to really make those moves that build momentum and pick yourself back up from whatever has been going on and embody your full fucking power, your boss energy, your queen energy, your like, your this is who I am and what I'm creating energy. I'm really excited to share this 2-day activation. It's going to be just so powerful, and it's such a needed conversation. I've been having so many conversations with different clients, people, friends who've all been going through different things in the last year or so. I feel like it's been a pretty big initiation process for a lot of people, initiation into your next iteration of self, into more of who you truly are. And in order to really embody more of who we truly are, we got to let go of all the things that we're not. And a lot of that comes with letting go of the old stories or letting go of our old ways of being. And the ego likes to cling on to that stuff, so it could feel really uncomfortable to let that go. But it's a must. It's just part of your evolution. You're exactly where you need to be. You're literally exactly where you need to be. And now it's just about creating more momentum, letting go of the disempowering stories that you've been making things mean, and really finding your spark again, finding your mojo again, like soaring like a fucking rocket ship. So if you're ready to do that, I'm ready to do it with you, and I'm really freaking excited. And I will see you in Power Moves on Monday. The link is in the bio, or sorry, in the show notes. It's also in my Instagram bio at It's Stephanie Sage. And I would love to hear, when you listen to this, what was super helpful to you? Did it resonate? Did something stand out? Did you have an aha moment? Come let me know by hitting me up on Instagram at It's Stephanie Sage. And I will see you soon. I love you so, so much. And I hope you have a magical day.